Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District, February 1st, 2019, at 12:25, moved back into open session.
Can we get an outline of what this transition committee has to have done by a certain time?
Yes.
Can you give us an update on what we need to be doing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we will make sure you have all the information you need to make decisions. For example, by next Thursday, we're going to know what our prices are for health insurance and those other benefits from PEHP. Then we need to discuss with PEHP which plans we're going to choose and offer to the employees, which of their cafeteria benefits we want to offer, those kinds of things. So that'll take another couple of weeks.
Can we calendar the meeting schedule and also the timeline for when certain things are to be accomplished? Do you have?
Yeah, I'd suggest that we do that in our first meeting. Okay. We'll have enough information for you. And I suggest our first meeting be probably the end of next week or something like that, if that's okay. I'll send you a couple of possible times.
Thursdays, you don't make it on our meeting schedules as always.
No. Is daytime okay or is evening better for you?
Evening. I'm retired.
You're retired.
Evening's better for me.
Evening's better for
I'm
you
because
you don't have to.
Because I do work for a living.
Yeah. So do I.
This retired word, I keep hearing you.
I'm retired.
Wait a minute, Mr. Brown.
Fridays?
My wife's retired.
Fridays or Mondays are the most open, and Tuesdays. But
let's make a date night.
Wednesday, Thursdays are awful.
Monday afternoon, I could probably work. I could never make a Monday morning.
Yeah, you're starting the week and getting all everybody lined up. A really good time for me is Friday afternoon because nobody wants to set up meetings then.
Well, there's parking available.
There's plenty of parking available. Nobody wants.
The county is working on Fridays. I think they're all golfing or something in the snow.
That's West Valley because they only work 4 days a week.
Are they on the 410s?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Mark, can you?
Well, there was some discussion of possibly having Lupita prepare a letter that could be signed by the members of the board and go to the county employees, basically answering some of, not getting down into the weeds, but basically answering some of their questions, explaining that we have set up a committee of three trustees who are going to be, it's a planning and development transition committee that are going to start working on that transition, that we're going to set up a schedule of events that we expect to take place so that the transition can happen seamlessly at the end of August. One of the first of the steps would be to put together the benefit package that will be offered to the county employees who choose to move over. And it is, they don't have to. They will be given that opportunity, but the benefits package, one date that was discussed is March the 31st, but I think maybe that transition committee ought to look at that and not necessarily cast March the 31st in concrete right now, but basically to have open dialogue, if you will, with the employees, and I don't mean face-to-face, but going through management structure. And Lupita would, as I said, put that letter together and distribute it, and each of you would have an opportunity to comment on it. I guess the one open question is, do you want to wait until the 14th of February or the 13th, which is your next board meeting, to finalize it, or would you prefer to finalize it before that, which you can do by, because you're not taking a formal board action. Because it's just an informative letter, but you could, if you want to do it before February the 13th, you could distribute it. She could get feedback from each of you, and then when you're all happy with it, you could each sign it. And again, it's not a formal board action because that can only occur in a board meeting. But
it's informational.
Yes, it's informational. If you prefer, however, you can distribute it before the 13th and then formally adopt it. And on the 13th, and then it becomes official board action. which makes it a stronger letter in a sense. But
so ratify the letter.
Yeah, I don't know that...
I think putting it together earlier than later and ratifying it at our board meeting would be a good process.
I would like that. I think it, and I think what Sean says about date in there for the benefits, for them to know the benefits, because that's been our intent all along. Is they know soon enough they can make decisions. Like
that seems to be their
biggest
concern.
Nobody cares about the car, you know, like the fleet. Nobody cares about that. They care about them. That's totally normal.
That's right, and that's what they need to care about is what they need to make a decision about.
So that's the direction that we would
and
like
it's clear,
to go.
You understand? Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Motion to adjourn.
All in. So
we don't have enough quorum left to make a motion.
That's true.
We just threw a decision.
Magda definitely. Oh my Kelly God. Gone, yeah.
It's the end of the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board.
Oh, and I was telling Joe, I charge it.